In the dark, Billy wiped the sweat from his brow. The small compartment was becoming hot and stuffy. The train was crawling through the tunnel at a snail's pace, and the black walls surrounding him were closing in. The rotors weren't responding well to the aged electrical railings. The AC had stopped working, and the lights had gone out, triggering the emergency lights overhead. Their faint fluorescence barely illuminated his control panel. The entire car was powered by the electricity emitted by the rails. Since the old rusty rails were barely conducting enough power to keep them moving, Billy had been unable to use the radio transmitter to call for help. He could only pray they would make it to the next entrance leading into the updated tunnels. The door leading into the cars rumbled with the angry bang of a passenger's fist. He'd turned off the PA system, overwhelmed by the persistent calls and complaints of the strap hangers behind him. They were terrified, panicky, and if Billy couldn't find a way out soon, they might become violent. "What's going on?" A muffled shout passed through the door. "Get us out of here." Billy eyed the door to make sure the lock was secure before returning his gaze to the tunnels in front of him. A faint light ahead caught Billy's eye and he squinted. Several yards beyond the train he detected a faint red light. Billy's face lit up as he recognized the light as a traffic signal. Anxious to reach the blessed sign, he pushed down on the lever that increased the speed. A horrible grinding sounded beneath him, followed by what sounded like the bottom dropping out of the belly of the train. The car stopped and Billy swore. He pushed the lever again. He could hear the rotors groan as they turned, but the train didn't budge. Billy could hear the angry expletives behind him. "Why have we stopped again? What's going on?" Billy reluctantly turned on the PA system. He was immediately met with several voices screaming in protest. Billy grabbed the radio for the PA system and pressed the large red button. "May I have your attention, please?" Billy stopped to clear his throat, leaving the PA system open to the angry threats of anxious passengers. Billy quickly cut them off. "Please remain calm. The exit is up ahead. We will be leaving shortly." Billy tuned out the shouting that followed as he considered his options. The train had derailed, and there was no chance it could be moved without a team of workers with high-powered equipment. The radio still wasn't working, and the only way out was to head towards the light. Billy grabbed the control key and unlocked the compartment door. Immediately, passengers began to crowd him, demanding answers, or his blood. Billy couldn't distinguish between their simultaneous shrieks. "Please, everyone just calm down." Billy tried to assuage the passengers before their panic escalated into fury. "What's going on?" an elderly man questioned. "What have you gotten us into?" another screamed. "Listen, everybody." Billy tried to explain. "I'm sorry, but we'll be out of here soon, okay? How are we supposed to get out?" a middle-aged man asked. "The train stopped." "I know," Billy replied. "But the next station is just up ahead. All that needs to happen is for someone to walk to the station and get help."
"So go get help."
a woman with a thick German accent spoke. A few others nodded in agreement.
"Me?"
Billy looked alarmed.
"Yeah. You got us into this mess. You need to get us out."
Billy nervously shook his head, but the angry shouts and threats from the passengers convinced him to obey their request. He unlocked the automatic doors and opened the one on the right. He squeezed his plus-sized body through the door and into the darkness. His leather shoes soaked up the mucky water on the ground. It seeped into his shoes and covered his socks. He moved his foot around to get his bearings. "Somebody get me a flashlight?" he called into the car. After some shuffling around, one of the passengers handed him a flashlight. Billy gulped and placed his back against the black sooty walls of the tunnel. He aimed the flashlight at the tunnel floor. There was very little space between the subway car and the wall. It was barely enough for him to squeeze through. Billy finally made his way to the front of the train. He could see the light ahead. He adjusted his pants, which had turned while he twisted his way out of the side of the train car, and trekked down the tunnel. He was careful to avoid the electrical rails. Despite their dull and rusted appearance, they were still giving off electrical heat. After several minutes of walking, Billy turned. The train was a faint shadow behind him, and the light up ahead didn't appear any brighter. The sounds in the tunnel made Billy's skin crawl. A steady drip to his right, a low, hollow whistle of wind above him, a faint hum from the electrical drum in the walls of the tunnel. It wasn't long before the silent noise made Billy's hairs stand on end. A rat screeched nearby and Billy screamed. He twisted erratically, searching for the location of the rat. The sudden turn caused him to lose his balance and slide in the muck. The flashlight landed on the electrical rail and was quickly fried. Billy watched in horror as the light that had guided his path dimmed and died, leaving him completely alone in the dark.